tell you what, it was supposed to be a week off.
Well, it doesn't feel like it.
It is not. Things got out of hand real quick.
But when news happens, OT has to be there.
Here we are.
Can't ignore it.
Less than 24 hours after dropping an OT, we get hit with some bombshells.
A lot going on out there.
Let's get right into it. Dave, you got right. Let's just get into it hot off the start. This is fresh off the presses.
It's from a couple hours ago. Slender Man stabbing judge denies Morgan Geiser's petition for conditional release. Doctors were split on whether Geiser was ready to be released. Let's get into this. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, Waukesha County Judge Michael Bowron has denied Slender Man stabber. That's pretty good. Slender Man stabber.
Alliteration. I got a boner.
Morgan Geiser's request for conditional release from Winnebago Mental Health Institute. They like travel around and go camping.
It's a mobile mental facility.
Under these,
it's actually not a bad idea.
It's better for your mental health, right? Get out and about, do an outdoor.
Well, I also just meant they could travel around. Yeah. If they come to your town and you need some help, boom, there you go.
Hello, anyways. Winnebago. We're here to help you with your mental health. Come on in. Under these circumstances, this court said, this is a quote from the judge. Under these circumstances, this court satisfied that the scales tip in the favor of the public, and it tips that way by clear and convincing evidence. So in the matter, after hearing all the credible evidence, which I'm satisfied was very well presented by both the state as well as by the defense, I am satisfied that the petition should be denied, said Bowron, who has been on this case since 2014. So that was just this afternoon. Geiser was sentenced to 40 years of mental institutional care, but had said she had improved enough to be safely released. The state said Thursday that although there had been improvements, it did not believe she should be released at this time. The doctors who testified Thursday were split on whether she's ready. Quote, the fact that these clinical factors continue to exist and are quite prominent, that raises concerns for me about her readiness, clinical psychologist Dr. Brooke Lundbohm said. Morgan has improved quite dramatically and needs things the institution can no longer offer, psychiatrist Dr. Kenneth Robbins testified. It was nearly 10 years ago that a 12-year-old Geiser and Anissa Weir, also 12, stabbed their middle school classmate nearly to death in Waukesha. They left her for dead, but the victim, Peyton Lutner, survived 19 stab wounds. The girl's stunning explanation was they believed the only way to protect their loved ones from the fictional horror character Slender Man was to kill. Under state law, Geiser can make the release request again in as little as 6 months, and her lawyer said afterward to expect it. Yeah, I think we'll pursue it in 6 months. I think she's making progress, and the doctors hinted at that, so I would expect so, attorney Anthony Cotton said. Morgan Geiser staying incarcerated in the mental place for now.
What was her initial sentence?
40 years. Does that sound right from when we did the show?
That's yeah, because it's... I don't know. It's questionable, maybe, putting a kid away that long.
It's a long time.
I don't remember where I stood on that or whatever from back then, but...
It was a terrible story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really sad.
We were probably... Mike probably wanted to kill her. We were probably lenient because she was a child and a minor.
That sounds about accurate. I think that's how that would work. They didn't even kill anybody. I'm like, yeah! She needs to die. Those 12-year-olds.
But look, if the doctor thinks she's still a danger to people, then I agree.
What happened to the other girl?
She's out. She got out.
I think did we cover that? That sounds familiar. Maybe we did on an OT.
We may have, yeah. I don't recall when that was, but she got out a while. It's been a while, I think.
Morgan was the one that was really in charge of this whole thing. So I think that she needed a longer sentence than the other girl.
Yeah. I guess if it was your daughter that got stabbed, you know, you'd be in favor of that.
Yeah. I mean, she came really fucking close to dying. That was just happenstance.
19 stab wounds.
She crawled out of the woods there and someone just happened to find her, but that guy, she would have bled out soon.
Ugh. Yeah, that guy riding his bike past.
Yeah. We'd be having a different conversation right now.
It's interesting how two doctors would come down with different opinions on that. Like, I wonder what the specifics were of that.
One was for the defense and one was paid by the state. I don't know.
So also who's incompetent and who's not?
That's right.
Yeah, right. If you're on the jury, you're like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, those paid witnesses like that. It's just whoever's most convincing, right? Like, it's never 100% accurate. It's someone's opinion and who's better at convincing the judge and or jury of their...
Or let's be honest, if you're on the jury, probably a lot of times it's, well, which one sided with what my already preconceived thought was.
Absolutely.
And then I can just rely back on him to say, well, this doctor said.
There was a lot of that going on in that case where that girl was texting her boyfriend.
To
kill himself. Uh-huh. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on in that trial. Like, I don't know who to believe.
Cover that one?
We had talked about it before.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like in 6 months we're going to be talking about this one again.
Yeah. I think she'll probably get denied in 6 months again, too.
Well, spoiler alert. Damn, pal. Now no one has to listen to the next OT show on this one.
I'm just guessing. I don't have any inside info, but, you know.
All right.
You want to start a letter writing campaign? Change.org petition to let her out?
I'm good.
You want to have her come live at your house? Halfway house?
I think if she's getting the treatment she needs, clearly it's working. She's been improved per her attorney.
Sure.
She's been improving. Let's keep her there.
She hasn't stabbed anyone in like 12 years. It's an improvement.
It's better than stabbing someone in the last 12 years. It certainly is.
It's longer than Nick's old boyfriend, Gypsy's old boyfriend, Nick. He hasn't gone that long without stabbing someone.
Very true. All right, well, what's next?
All right, this one is kind of an older story, but it popped up because there's some updates to it, and I just thought it was funny so that we could talk about it.
I like the subject. People get pissed off.
Missouri man claims he recorded Bigfoot, and he's got audio proof.
Well, that sounds foolproof.
So the story's recent. It's just from last week. You have to respect a man who's willing to step forward and put his name behind an outrageous claim that you just know some will laugh at. A Missouri man is doing that right now as he claims he recorded a Bigfoot. He's got the audio to prove it. I've heard the audio. This is the guy writing the story. I've heard the audio, and I believe this Missouri man has captured something strange. He just visited with Missouri YouTube channel Sasquatch Theory and shared his story about what he recorded in Gasconade County, Missouri. His name is Sean. So the audio is from a couple years ago, but I guess he's had some updates since then, which brought this story back to light. So this is all on have you ever heard of this Ian? Sasquatch Theory? No. They have a YouTube channel, just a bunch of Bigfoot video type stuff.
So I certainly haven't.
You don't listen to, you don't watch that all the time no. In your spare time?
No.
Nope. When you're reading your fancy books, you're like, let me pause and watch some Sasquatch Theory for a little bit.
I think there's a reason why all that stuff's on YouTube and not on a actual television channel paid for by someone else or bought by someone else.
So we're going to hear the actual audio recorded in the woods that night. This guy says it doesn't sound like a creature he's ever heard before. Okay, so here we go. I don't really hear anything.
I heard a howling.
Is it the high-pitched howling, or is there a deeper voice type thing underneath, too?
Can you play it again?
Sure.
Because
sure
I was only listening for the howling now.
I was expecting to hear some like crazy screaming.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like not an owl exactly, but then a deeper type voice underneath. Let's listen again. Like almost like a underneath that.
I didn't hear that. I did not.
I'm not sure what I hear.
It's scary. Like if I heard that in the woods, I'd be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out there taping that.
Well, I have many reasons not to be out there, but now this is added to that list. I ain't trying to fuck around with that.
All right, one more time.
Is that not just the sound of the water? Like, it sounds like there's water.
Yeah, I hear water, but maybe coyotes.
It's some type of a howl.
Deeper in the underneath. I don't know.
I hear the howl, and I feel like I hear like just like the wind in the trees and the water.
Yeah, I hear like, ooh.
Really?
Underneath.
You know where you don't hear that? The Embassy Suites. Just science.
That's very true.
Well, I don't know about that.
So the rest of the story is he's just appeared again on Sasquatch theory. New things that have happened since the first encounter. He said he had been bringing supplies to work on his deck at his Missouri cabin. He noticed that someone or something had taken a bungee cord out of his truck and stuck an object on a tree next to his cabin. Isn't that odd? Sean is convinced that someone or something was letting him know that he was watching and listening.
Dun, dun.
I don't know, Sean. I don't really hear it, buddy.
I mean, like you said, Ian, it's not like it's a creepy audio.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's Bigfoot.
I hear that in my backyard at night.
Well, that's the owl that you're feuding with.
And coyotes.
I think the owl is recruiting more animals to fuck with you. Like, it's gang war now. Those creepy audio shows we've done on Patreon.
Those were fun.
Are fantastic. Wonder if we can pull one of those out at some point here again.
Those are fun.
Those were really fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
not much credence there. I don't think so either.
The Sierra Sounds. That's probably the best example of anything like that, I think.
Yeah. That's the best one. But those assholes ruined it by trying to.
Oh, is that the one where you hear them talking?
Yeah.
Like,
shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
If that to me took away all credibility from that video. Had they not fucked around, I would have been like, oh, that's terrifying. Yeah. And I 100% believe that.
Yeah.
But then the fact that they're fucking around with it kind of just leads me to think like they kayfabed that whole thing.
It ruined it. It ruined some of the credibility, I believe. Not all of it. It's still fucking creepy.
But if you heard that in the wilderness, are you even going to have the mindset of I'm going to fuck around with this?
No.
And so that's why I just don't know if it's real at that point.
No, I get that.
And I think anybody who, maybe if you're not scared, you're still realizing how cool it is what you're capturing. So you're not going to fuck around with it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I would not be doing that.
I don't know if 99% of people would be. No. Because, like I said, one, you're going to be too terrified. Or two, you're gonna be like, this is fucking awesome. I have something here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah, they were like mimicking them and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. God, it just sounded like drunk dudes and like they were like, oh, let's make this video tonight.
All right.
Or this recording.
All right. All right, one more time.
Oh, that's terrifying. Isn't that the only authentic goofy clip you have?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. What's the real creepy one?
What is it?
What is the one, Ian?
Not the something's wrong here. It's
the little noise he makes, and it just sounds like a pedophile. Like in his basement. Yep. That's that guy needs to meet Chris Hansen with Dateline on NBC. That's something else. That is not my Goofy. I've met the man. That's not him.
Did you ever, Michael Jackson went camping one time and met a Bigfoot? He said,
and it stunk so bad.
This is fucking weird clips. Isn't there another one he talks about something stinking?
Yeah. It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
Goddamn right it is, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. You tell him. You tell him.
There was one that was like, does it smell good enough for you?
Something that's
like
what that. I think yeah. I was thinking.
Mm. Like, what is the context?
I don't want to know.
Smell good enough for you in there?
That's a weird fucking clip.
That's why he's got a little kid up his ass.
Out of context.
Does
that
it smell
is,
good enough for you in there?
That is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Something's wrong here. I hate that we're even talking about this guy. It's not even his turn. There's no news for him. All right, so let's get to it. We woke up to some news today. Dave, take it away.
Also, hot off the presses from TMZ just this morning. I know TMZ are a bunch of dirtbags, but
yeah,
they're like really them. Accurate, though.
They got the dirt, though.
That's, yeah,
they got people all over the place.
You're right.
Real quick.
Yeah. Exclusive TMZ. Gypsy Rose Blanchard wants spousal support in divorce. She says Ryan can afford it.
What the fuck's Ryan doing? He's selling butthole pictures on OnlyFans or something?
Man.
Best butthole there is, best butthole there was, best butthole there ever will be. The shit man.
The excellence of execution. Gypsy Rose Blanchard wants her estranged husband, Ryan Anderson, to pony up some dough as they end their marriage, asking a judge to sign off on alimony for her. TMZ has obtained Gypsy's divorce docs. And the big takeaway is the fact that she's requesting spousal support from Ryan, both in the interim and in the long term. She's also asking that the court deny Ryan's spousal support from her end, arguing he's not entitled to it. I know we just talked about this yesterday, but she's got to have some money from these shows and the interviews and whatever else, right?
I was just going to say, part of me kind of thinks she heard our show and she's like, they're right. I should be getting paid.
Overnight, she listened.
How should I be getting paid? Well, of course, we send all of them advance copies.
Of course.
Because
of course.
Anybody we talk about, we send an advance copy to.
Of course.
She probably heard that and was like, they're fucking right. I need to get paid. I'm going to go bend over my ex-husband and give him a fire D in the ass. What does this poor guy do that he can afford it? He's chewing an olive into the microphone.
I'm drinking dirty martinis doing a show. I'm chewing on olive. Did they ever announce what his job was? I don't know what he does.
I don't think it's anybody's business, really, right? Oh, guy's just like working at Home Depot or something. Just making a good living.
The reason she feels that way. Gypsy says Ryan is the one responsible for their dissolution of marriage. Therefore, she doesn't believe he's entitled to any cash payments from her. There's a few more tidbits in here, including the fact that Gypsy says she's dead set on divorce and intends to live separately from Ryan without reconciliation for the next 180 days, which is what's legally required. The date of separation for them is listed as March 25th.
So something, do you think something happened?
Sounds like it, right?
Was he cheating on her with Casey Anthony or something? Like he has a thing for like true crime stories?
Jodi Arias is blowing him.
Well,
he went over and
I know you guys,
Catherine Knight in Australia. Oh, man. He's making the rounds everywhere.
Oh, that's a good idea for a reality show. Just get a bunch of like men or females who have been like locked up or a part of the true crime world. And they have like a dating show. That'd be fucking wild.
You got to only go to where they have conjugal visits, though. Cause that makes it interesting.
Well, I'm just going to be like, we're going to be rich enough when we produce this that we're going to buy their freedom from prison.
Oh,
and they're just going to be your
different story.
And we're going to live on an island.
Okay.
Like Temptation Island. You just fuck around and find out and ratings pop.
Hmm.
People aren't going to watch Jodi Arias. What'd you say? Catherine Knight and Gypsy Rose battle over a dick. Come on.
Everyone's watching that.
I smell money.
We can get Carla Homolka out of retirement. We'll get her over there.
Yeah, I think this all is working out quite nicely.
Hmm.
And you're the...
We just produce... Cool Down Media produces it. No,
I thought you were trying to...
No. We're just Cool Down Media production. No, we'll get a guy. We'll get some fucking... What it says this guy's name? Like some sap who's just writing all these women letters.
Ryan Anderson.
I'm going to compete for him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ryan thought he was being funny, sending her a letter in jail.
Look where he's at now.
Yep.
He's paying spousal support.
Oh, man, he really lost bad.
Well, it's she's just asking the judge. There's been no ruling yet. I suppose she's going to have to list her assets. And if she got paid off all this stuff, I think she might be paying him. So
can you imagine if Casey Anthony had to list her ass at? Nobody's paying her because she is wealthy. Just saying, it's a big ass. It's a thick queen juicy dumper.
That is true. Lastly, Gypsy wants her maiden name back. Gypsy Rose Alceda Blanchard. She'd swapped her surname for his when they got hitched in 2022. She also wants this divorce to play out publicly, saying the case doesn't need to be sealed.
Damn.
Of course she wants it publicly, yeah, because right now that's her payday, right?
She's probably feeding her own shit to TMZ.
I'm sure. As we reported, Gypsy's ongoing arguments with Ryan and what she's described as his smothering nature was a big factor in her choosing to divorce him. Since then, she's been hanging out a lot with her ex-fiancé, Ken Erker. I mean, even got matching tattoos like we talked about yesterday.
So, literally left 24 hours ago, we had this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. She's also recovering from a recent nose job, so.
Oh, is that the, did we talk about that yesterday? Was that the body part fix? The
nose job? She talked about she was going to get in some surgery, so I think that's just the first part. Got herself a nose job.
The way this is going, I suspect there will be more surgeries to come.
But that's kind of, that's weird, right? Because that's the, it's like she, what she grew up with was just nonstop surgeries.
That's true.
That's an interesting point.
Does she have some sort of body dysmorphia, though, because of how,
like, well, I'm sure she was,
she must.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was supposed there to, were surgeries that, like, affected
the feeding tubes.
Yeah, like they shit. Negatively affected yeah. the way she looked.
I think that's a fair point. That yeah. that may be, but you would hope, like, maybe, what's her dad's name? The cool dude?
Rod.
You would hope she has somebody in her life that's maybe trying to help her, like, hey, you are fine just the way you are.
Right.
You've been through a lot of shit. And it's not just a quick fix, I understand. Or you're just like, oh, you fixed my mental health, thank you. But she doesn't need any work done. She's fine.
Maybe hey, fixing her nose makes her feel better about herself then.
Well, but I'm just going off the point of what we're saying of, is it going to continue? Like, no, I don't want her to just keep like no, feeling like she needs to surgically fix herself. Yeah. You want a nose job? Fine. Yeah, whatever.
Does she have a big schnoz? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I never thought that, so I guess not.
Is it always just about the size or is it about just like the shape? Like wanting it to be look a certain way?
Oh.
Maybe her first husband broke it with his big dick, just polywopping her in the face. I'm just throwing out theories. I don't know.
Good. It could have happened, I suppose.
Was it Ryan? Is that his name, Ryan?
Ryan Anderson, yeah.
Maybe it's just that fire D just popped her in the face too hard one time when he was thumping it across that nose.
Reality is weird like that, right? Because that dude probably thought he was super funny. When it was a prank with his or a bet with someone he worked with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he probably went to work the next day after sending it, thinking he was super funny. But now we're talking about this fucking guy.
Yeah, and he's like, I just want to live my life.
Right.
But he didn't have to. He didn't have to follow up if he really didn't want to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Look,
or maybe Gypsy won his heart.
I know.
Yeah. Well, she did. What would she say? Her smothering lifestyle.
Yeah.
But
he's a wrestling fan. I mean,
what was that supposed to fucking mean?
Maybe
pal?
This was one of his first girlfriends and he was smothering.
Wait a minute. Hold a goddamn second up. Is that supposed to mean, pal?
I'm allowed to say these things.
I think you know. I know you're allowed to say it, but I don't like that you said it.
No, he's right. He's 100% right. I don't think this guy was Captain Poon Pounder or anything. So, you know.
Poon Pounder of execution. And also maybe part of her just doesn't. Maybe he did love her and treat her well. And she doesn't know what that means. She doesn't know how to react to someone who actually is showing emotion and caring about you. She was with her mom who had abused her. And then this first boyfriend who I mean that wasn't even a real relationship, the one who killed her mom.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what it's like to be loved and nurtured. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, smothering could be just him trying to keep her safe and keep her from going off the rails, and she's like, fuck you, I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah, like no drama in her life.
Sure.
That's smothering.
Sure.
Maybe
I could see that being very possible. Yeah, probably.
We're going to keep a close eye on it, and we're going to bring you updates as needed.
Oh, I feel like we'll have an update next week, the way her story's going.
Yeah.
We really have kind of been talking about her like every couple weeks or so. Yeah. Since
I think the last three like OTs have been something involving Gypsy.
Well, there's more to come.
That yeah, on for it. Sure.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Good stuff. You guys good? What else? Anything else?
I'm good.
I don't think so. Hey, didn't OJ die?
Bye.